were told that undoubtedly the best in Europe was in Florence. The girls learned a thorough appreciation of old master paintings. They were also taught interior decoration, which their parents believed would stand them in good stead when they were married. Simona was extremely intelligent. She had been educated by a variety of governesses and tutors, but especially, as she always acknowledged, by her father. Lord Belgrave was well known as the most able politician and an outstanding member of the House of Lords. His speeches on the current European situation invariably received attention. He had been bitterly disappointed not to have produced a son and heir. He therefore concentrated on making sure that his daughter was as well educated as a son would have been. In the country, Simona rode her father's finest and fastest horses and, against her mother's protests, had learned to shoot. "I cannot think," Lady Belgrave said, "why you should want to kill anything. In my opinion, although no man would agree with me, it is cruel and unnecessary." "I have no intentions, Mama, of shooting birds or even rabbits," Simona argued. "But Papa thinks that if I am to travel about the world, as he hopes I will, I should be able to protect myself." Lady Belgrave held up her hands. "If your father is going to turn you into a traveller and an explorer, as he was when he was a young man, then I give up all hope of your ever settling down with a charming husband and a large family." Simona laughed. "There is plenty of time for that, Mama, and I do want to see something of the world first." It was, of course, her father who insisted that they spent their holidays in various parts of France. One year, they had visited Spain, and the questioning of a finishing school arose. It was, of course, Lord Belgrave who found out from his friends in the House of Lords about the school in Florence. All the aristocrats in Europe, he was told, sent their daughters there. "I consider it in this day and age," he told his wife, "that English children should have a cosmopolitan education. After all, we govern a large part of the world with our empire, and I think it important that we should get to know and understand our European neighbours." "I agree with you," Lady Belgrave replied. "But you often forget, Edward dear, that Simona is not yet 18. When she is, she must have a season in London and be presented to the Queen." "I do remember," Lord Belgrave said. "But I think it would be an excellent opportunity for her to spend the last year of her education in Florence. You know as well as I do that it is one of the most beautiful cities in the world." Lady Belgrave had been obliged to agree with him. As usual, her husband had his way and Simona was sent to Florence. It was in Florence that she became friends with Caroline, a very attractive German girl whose family lived in Berlin. It was because they were such good friends that Simona soon picked up the German language and Caroline similarly improved her English. Lady Belgrave planned to open their London house in April for the season. Caroline, who was leaving school in March at the same time as Simona, asked her to come with her for a visit. "I would love to accept," Simona sighed, "and I am sure Papa will think it an excellent chance of improving my German." "It is pretty good already," Caroline smiled. "I am sure Papa will wish it to be perfect," Simona replied, "and that is going to be my strongest argument for accepting your invitation." She managed to get her own way. Lady Belgrave merely complained that it would be a terrible rush when she returned to prepare all her clothes for her debut. Simona, however, was far more interested in visiting Germany than in bothering so far ahead about her appearance. When she returned, she would concentrate on what to wear at the innumerable balls her mother was expecting her to attend in London. Caroline had told her so much about Germany, but Simona had not expected Berlin to be so large, or indeed so impressive. The houses, as they drove through the wide streets, all seemed large enough to be palaces. Baron von Hohenthal's was no exception. From her father and mother, and also from the school in Florence, Simona had learned a great deal about furniture. She was therefore fascinated by the contents of the Baron's house. Inside, it seemed to her to be like a fairy palace. Never had she imagined anyone could have in their own home so much elaborate gold ornamentation. She was to learn that Rococo was something that all Germans appreciated. On the night that she and Caroline arrived, there was a large dinner party for friends who were visiting Berlin unexpectedly. The next day, because Caroline was home from school, they were invited for luncheon with some of her relations.